without warring or contesting that sin in our inner man.
就是我们不会落在一个持续性的习惯性的犯罪里面，而且里面的人不起来征战。
When we sin,
当我们犯罪的时候，
we repent,
我们悔改，
and we join back in the war against that sin.
就我们就参与这个跟这个罪一起来征战。
In other words, a truly born again person,
一个真实的重生的人，
they will challenge the sin that they're stumbling with.
就是他们会在他们所跌倒的事情上面呢，他们会起来来征战。
And that's what John means that we would not sin.
就是这就不再犯罪。
When we stumble in anger,
当我们犯了这个愤怒的罪的时候，
it troubles us,
让我们里面觉得很不舒服。
So we repent of it and declare war against it.
所以我们就悔改，然后我们就向这个愤怒呢来宣战。
We challenge that sin.
我们向这个罪来宣战。
We contest that sin.
我们来拒绝这个罪。
And that's what it means by this verse.
那就是这句话的意思。
That a person born of God doesn't just live with sin in the way they used to without challenging it or going to war against it.
就过去的话呢，如果一个人犯罪，他就不会去跟他宣战。
But my main point is the idea of God's seed lives in us.
但是神说他的种子是种在我们里面。
That's the essence of being born of God.
那这就是重生的一个真实的意义。
Is that the life of God comes to live in us.
就是神的这个生命呢种在我们里面。
In paragraph D.
第一点。
Jesus is a high priest.
那么耶稣是大祭司。
According to the likeness of Melchizedek.
那么是按照这个麦基洗德的等次。
In Hebrews 7:15 and 16,
在希伯来书七章十五十六节，
it says that if another priest arises according to the likeness of Melchizedek,
他说如果有另外一位祭司兴起是按着这个麦基洗德的样式，
and that's talking about Jesus,
那就讲到耶稣。
It says he has become a priest according to the power of an indestructible life.
那么他就成为一个祭司，是照着无穷生命的大能。
That means that the priesthood that Jesus is giving leadership to,
那么就是耶稣他成为这个祭司的这个等次呢，
is according to the power of the Holy Spirit or the power of an indestructible life.
就是按着圣灵所拥有的无穷生命的大能。
Now notice this phrase, indestructible life.
就讲到这个无穷生命的大能。
That's what the New American Standard Translation says.
就是新的美国的这个翻译版。
It's the power of an indestructible life.
他讲到就是一个不能够毁坏的大能。
Now anger can be destroyed.
这个愤怒是可以被摧毁的。
Immorality can be destroyed.
这个不道德的这些可以被摧毁的。
There's a greater power that is even superior to anger and immorality.
就是有一个更大的能力呢，是超越这个愤怒跟这些不道德的行为。
That power is called the Holy Spirit.
那么这个大能呢，就是圣灵。
It is indestructible when yielded to.
那么当你愿意顺服的时候呢，那它就是一个不能够毁坏的能力。
And my point is this.
那我要讲的是说，
Sometimes people get very negative emotions.
也许我们有时候有很负面的这种想法。
They have wrong desires out of the will of God that are very strong.
那么里面也许有很强烈的这种情欲是反对神的。
And they feel despairing and depressed.
那么他们就会觉得自己很灰心。
I will never get free of these wrong, sinful desires.
会觉得好像自己没有办法胜过这些错误的情欲的想法。
But the word of God says opposite.
但神的话却讲的是相反。
That sinful desires are destructible. They can be defeated.
就是这些肉体情欲的这些负面的是可以被毁坏的。
Because the Holy Spirit is described as an indestructible power, a power that cannot be defeated.
但是圣灵呢，它却是一个不能够被毁坏的大能。
Now the important point is,
那么重点就是
we have to have a friendship with Him for this power to work in our life.
我们必须要跟他有建立一个连结，能够使我们得到这个能力。
It's not enough that the Holy Spirit lives in us.
并不只是圣灵住在我们里面。
With a power that cannot be defeated, it's not enough for that power to be in our spirit.
如果只是单单他这样住在我们里面是不够。
We want to experience that power in our soul.
我们必须要在我们的魂里面要来经历这个能力。
Or in our heart.
在我们的心里面。
The hidden man of the heart.
就是我们里面的人，我们的心。
That's our personality.
就是我们的性情。
That's our mind, emotion, and will.
就我们的情感意志。
And so it does not matter how powerful this sinful desire is.
所以不管我们的这个情欲的这个有多么的大，
there is a power in you that is more powerful than that very heavy wrong desire.
但是呢